With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. We're not yet at peak colors in the UP and northern Wisconsin. While it's always a guarantee the leaves will change, how vibrant they are and how long the colors stick around depends on a lot of different factors. WXPR's Katie Thorison explains.
The combination of temperature changes and fewer hours of light are the biggest influences on the color of leaves changing this time of year. It's why the yellows, browns, oranges, and reds all come around the same time each year.
The trees start to shut down in September. And basically, there's a penalty. If you hold your leaves through the winter, then, you know, you're going to lose. What they're doing is they're basically not giving any more resources to the leaves because they're basically going to be a liability at some point. So they're basically cutting them off.
Wisconsin DNR silviculturist Brad Hutnick explains growing conditions leading into the fall can impact the timing of colors. Drought conditions will stress trees out, causing them to turn earlier and fall quicker, which is less of a concern this year. Right now, the above average temperatures will likely cause the colors to change slower and stick around longer, especially if frost holds off.
You'd like to think it moves in this very even pattern all the way down the state. But because temperatures are different in different places, some places are wetter or drier than others, it's not really as even as it makes it look like when we think of like something descending down the state. It's more like it's skipping around on the way down the state.
Travel Wisconsin has a color map that's regularly updated to show how far along the leaves are. We have a link to it at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. That's also where you can find some suggestions for unique spots in the North Woods to view the fall colors. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Two people died in a head-on collision in the Wausau area. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office says it happened Friday on State Highway 52 near Forest Lawn Road in the town of Wausau. The call reporting the crash came in around 10 Friday night. Two people were pronounced dead at the scene, and a third was taken to a local hospital. A fourth person was treated at the scene for less significant injuries. State Highway 52 was closed for 6 hours while investigators processed the scene and emergency crews worked to clear the road. The lights will be going dark at the Park Theater in Park Falls. Owners Paul and Katie Freiberger have announced they will be closing the movie theater. They purchased the Park Theater in 2020 with hopes to keep it alive. However, they say they cannot financially keep going. They say the movie industry has changed dramatically over the years, and the rising cost of supplies and utilities has also been a challenge. After 75 years of operation, the Park Theater will close at the end of November. Wisconsin growers hope your next bag of potatoes will come from the Badger State. Wisconsin ranks third in the nation in potato production. Wisconsin actually has a lot of potato farms. Dana Rady of the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association says there are about 100 growers in the state.
We have a seal that is Wisconsin Healthy Grown, so when you're shopping, you can look for that.
About 63,000 acres of land are used to grow potatoes in Wisconsin. If you buy potatoes from a few miles away instead of those from out west, it has benefits.
So that means that you're getting a fresher product, and that translates into higher levels of sustainability because there's less waste.
According to the association, choosing Wisconsin potatoes nourishes the community environmentally, economically, and socially. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Wisconsin business owner Bill Berrien has ended his Republican campaign for governor days after it was reported he followed it numerous sexually explicit accounts online, including a non-binary pornography performer. Berrien is a former Navy SEAL and one of three announced prominent Republican candidates. He issued a lengthy statement Friday saying, "I had no idea running for political office could be almost as dangerous as hunting down war criminals in Bosnia." Berrien said he concluded he could not win the Republican primary. Berrien's departure leaves U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany, who got into the race on Tuesday, and Washington County Executive Josh Schumann as the only Republican candidates. There are numerous Democrats running. The federal tax credits that could save you $7,500 on a new electric vehicle and $4,000 on a used EV expire tomorrow night. Suzanne Potter has more.
The Republican One Big Beautiful Bill Act will rescind the Biden-era program. Ingrid Malmgren with the nonprofit Plug In America says consumer tax credits for new and used EVs made them affordable for millions of Americans.
People who didn't have tax liability could take advantage of them. People who didn't want to have to finance as much of the vehicle, it not only saved them money on the price of the vehicle, but they had to finance less.
The tax credits were designed to fight climate change by creating more demand for EVs. Malmgren says the Trump administration has gone all out to boost oil company profits after the companies made huge donations to his campaign.
There's been a lot of money spent in the 2024 election cycle by oil and gas interests, and this appears to be the administration and congressional leadership's way of paying back for all of those donations and funding.
Supporters of the Republican bill say that the savings created by repealing the tax credits are needed to fund other administration priorities. Opponents counter that the loss of the tax credits will hobble the American EV industry and undermine energy security, economic growth, and innovation. I'm Suzanne Potter.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.